One panel?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to read the number, I think the 9.
Sorry?
You said left. Left. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. 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 Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribara Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribara Dhari. Jashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashodanandana Jashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashodanandana Anjana. Jashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Jashodanandana Yamuna Tira Rama, 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 Rama. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
जय देव धर्म की जय और वैष्णव बिंद की जय जय गौर भगवान ओम ज्ञानति निरंधस येनांजना सलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्री गुरुवे श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति शापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं संसजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं नम ओं विष्णुपदा कृष्णपृष्ठा भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी पुजारिणे नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नम गौरकिशोराय सक्षार्वराजमूर्तये विप्रलंबर सामोदे पदांबुजाय नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय गौराविर्भाव भूमि सम्मिते सास जन प्रिय वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितान पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम पदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुभाषादि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम Nobody remembers where we stopped last time. Three thirty-four. Okay. What is your say? Huh? Okay, so we started 3:30. So we are reading chapter 19. Can you begin that?
Lord Krishna is the original form and supreme personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Activities meant to please him are called devotional service, jnana, and personal speculation, and karma, fruits of work, which are meant to please Brahman and Paramatma, are not devotional service. Devotional service should be favorable, anukulya, meaning that it should be meant to please Lord Krishna. If it is not favorable, devotional service cannot reach the perfected stage. The word anukulya means pleasing to Lord Krishna. In the stage of sadhana bhakti, the activities of devotional service are to a certain extent gross and unrefined. In the stage of perfect devotional service, the activities of devotional service are free from connection with the material world. In this way, they are subtle and refined. In both stages, the qualities of devotional service remain the same. Therefore, that devotional service should be favorable, anukulyena, and directly offered to Lord Krishna, Krishna Anushilana.
Talk about your love. Talk about so much about love, and then everyone
So here, when we talk about pure love, the word pure love is only applicable to Krishna. Only for the exclusive pleasure for Sri Krishna. Period. Now when we talk about Sri Krishna, that means Srimati Radharani is there, his eternal associates are there, then those who are in Krishna conscious movement, following eternal associate like Prabhupada, then it is also related to us. You follow? Everybody understand my concept? You cannot say pure love exists in the mundane world. Amongst the dead matter, pure love does not exist. Symptom of love is there. Like for an example, when Sri Padridananda Maharaj says that one time devotee was giving massage to Prabhupada on the roof, then two kitten was playing. And some or other, you know how the kitten plays? They go a little bit out of control and they some or other roll over on top of Prabhupada. From somewhere they just came and just sat on it. Not sat, they just fell on Prabhupada's lap. So, of course, the devotee got a little nervous, oh no, a dirty creature, some or other. But Prabhupada was demonstrating something very unique. He was petting the kitten and Prabhupada says, see, you, even amongst the animal, you can see the reflection of pure love. But Prabhupada did not say love. It's not a pure love, a reflection or a glimpse of love, pure love is there. So, if somebody say, where is the fine print? Well, it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the introduction, Srila Prabhupada mentioned very clearly that there is a tremendous attraction between Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, one half, and another half of the Absolute Truth is Srimati Radharani. They have a tremendous attraction for each other. This is the root cause of all the love that emanates from there. If somebody doesn't know that pure love, they will never, just like a, they'll never understand, just like a Jayanta Prabhu. He joined in, well, before he joined, he came in a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in Paris. So everybody knew he was a kind of a, like a, what do you call, when a lot of girls likes a boy? Something like that, playboy type of thing. Like he was like a, so he came with Prabhupada in a morning walk. And so Prabhupada says, they introduce him to Prabhupada, and then he says, this boy, he has too many girlfriends. He only like, you know, this is, Prabhupada says, very good. Then you should bring all your girlfriends and introduce this personality. Say, this is the best boyfriend and they will be eternally happy. So, you know what they thought? It's like a joke or something. Generally, they thought it was a joke. So next day, Prabhupada morning walk, again he show up. He says, so did you bring your girlfriend and introduce? They will have the best boyfriend, Krishna. And he was thinking like, oh my God, he's serious. He thought it was like a joke. He was serious. Prabhupada was very serious. He says, unless you come to Krishna, you'll never become completely satisfied. So this devotee, Jayanta Prabhu, he outburstly said, to Prabhupada. At that time, I don't know what his karmi name was. Later on, he got initiated by Prabhupada's Nimitrant in Paris, France. So then he says, but I don't feel attracted to Krishna. I looked at the Deity, I didn't feel attracted. So then Srila Prabhupada says, are you attracted to anything in this world? He said, yes, I'm attracted to flower, girls. He said, then you should search out what is in the flower or girl, what is their origin that attracts you. That's required introspective research. What is that another person I am attracted? What is in the flower that I am attracted? If you search out, you do a little research, then you will come to Krishna. Prabhupada did not condemn that, oh, you cannot search any other way. Yatabad eva jigyasam jigyasam tatta atmana. You can inquire any way you want. Just like I give you an example before, I'm just trying to establish that point that originally where pure love lies only in Krishna. Just to bring that point. When Ramanujacharya was approached by the villagers, that this is not nice, this rich man, Dhanurdas, he is very powerful, rich, and he was searching where he will be happy. So he went to temple, different religion, temple, different saint, here, there, he could not figure it out, could not find. Then he found happiness. Anybody knows where? In the eye of a girl. Srimati Radhanath Maharaj gives this story very nicely. So, what he would do, he pay money to his minister to find a new girl with a beautiful eyes. No beautiful eyes, no. Not coming to Dhanurdhar. He's a very rich man, powerful, jamindar, landlord, king type of people. So then he would see the girl's eyes and mesmerize, and his servant would hold the umbrella because it's hot, and she would dance or walk, and he would just look at the eye. This is his exploration. So they complained to Ramanujacharya. You know, you heard Ramanujacharya? Very powerful acharya, like Prabhupada, very powerful. Prabhupada is the founder acharya of ISKCON. He is the founder acharya of Sri Sampradaya. So they submitted to Ramanujacharya. This is not nice. He's a very rich jamindar, acting, behaving. What is good teaching to children and others? What they will think when you are very rich, you only look at the eyes of a girl. This is a religion. It's like a very, how do you say, disturbing. So then they requested Ramanujacharya, please do something, please help. So, they had a big procession of the Lord. In India, they have a procession. Here we have also Gonitai procession. But in Mayapur, they have a big procession with elephant. Anybody saw that? I remember in my time, in early 80s, we used to do that every day. Not every day, once a week, and then it started every few days, like festival days. We have a Radha Madhav small deity, it's called Utsav Vigraha, festival deity. They would go on top of the elephant and do a big parikrama, big procession, big. Like hundreds of devotees chant, dance, and very nice. So there was a big procession going. All these people in the village and town came to see the Lord. Lord coming on the street. But this rich man with his few people, he's busy on looking at this girl and he's not happy about it. So others are not happy about it. Instead of looking at the God procession, you know, religious function, he's looking at the girl. So Ramanujacharya went there. What are you doing? He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm after God. Have you found God? He said, yes, I found also God. He said, how did you find God? In the eye of this girl. Wait, how did you come up with this? He said, where I find the most attraction, this is God to me. Now, if you are intelligent, see even Prabhupada, even all our acharya, they agree with this. Because Krishna means what? All attractive, you heard that. What it means, all attractive? Where your senses become completely attracted. Nothing else is there. Even in Ras Lila, Krishna is dancing with billions of girls. Each girl is hypnotized by Krishna's beauty. Every moment so beautiful. How much hypnotized? That for 4,320,000,000 years, they are not satisfied. They want more and more after 4 billion years. This is called Krishna. Krishna means that he is attracted by anybody and everybody forever. So then Ramanujacharya says, sir, you found your God in the eye of this girl, but I will show you more beautiful than this eye. He said, not possible. He said, not possible? How can you tell me that? He said, where? He said, Ranganathji. I saw that. He did not say blindly, you follow. He's under ignorance, but he doesn't know that. He went to temple, he saw all the deity, he saw the saintly person, he saw many, many people, wherever the attraction. He went all over the city, everywhere. He could not find he is attracted too much, so he found attracted by the girl's eye, and he thinks, this is my God. Ramanujacharya did not challenge him that this is not God. Because logically, that's what God means. Supposed to be the, is God supposed to fulfill all your desire, yes or no? Then he can be God. If God gives you a little bit here, a little bit, okay, well, you have to go to somebody else, then what kind of God is? God means where you do not need any more. But you have to come with this service attitude, then you can find complete satisfaction. If you come to God and then you still need something else, that means you did not come approach God directly. Not yet. So then Ramanujacharya says, okay, just give me one chance. You come with me one time and then I'll show you. He said, I saw you, God. He said, no, you haven't seen. I want to show you. So he took him. Then if you go to those temples, South India, a lot of temples are little doors. Huge temple, but the gate is tiny. Do you know why? They force you to bow down before you go. Because sometimes, especially big guys, they don't like to bow down to God. Even here they come with. You'll see, they come in the back, they stand there. So if you have a little gate, they automatically has to go around like this. So Ramanujacharya purposely made this huge temple, but tiny gate. You have to like bend to go in. He was forcing you, because out of his compassion, because you may not bow down, so he said, okay, you at least bow down something. So then, when he came, he bowed down, Ramanujacharya says, come inside. And he took the lamp. You know the lamp we offer? What is lamp is? Huh? Ghee lamp. Well, I know it's a ghee lamp. But what is ghee lamp? Why we offer ghee lamp for? We should know all this. The origin of ghee lamp, Nimigadaya, asana dhruta rusa tarsadikam. It's in Bhagavatam, very nicely explained, Brahmaji's prayers, also in the 10th canto I'm talking about. Very nice that when the most pure devotee look at the beloved Krishna, their feelings take the form. The lamp, you see the lamp that we do puja? You think for a moment, the lamp shape and the eye of a gopi girl is same or not? Do you know what I'm talking? The lamp, the ghee lamp. How the ghee lamp shape looks like? Like the eye of the gopis. This is how originally ghee lamp, the originally manifested. This is the history. Dasami Tippani Sanatana Goswami Padma, that their feelings to the Lord pouring out through the eye, just like a ghee coming out from the lamp, and it's what is that represent? That's how they see the Lord, that's how they see the beloved Krishna. Mother Yashoda, same thing, but with attention and care. Something added more. Mother Yashoda added little more. What? Protection. With the ghee lamp, there was no ghee lamp before. There was the eye and the feeling coming as the tears. Then this took a shape, a form. That's how ghee lamp originally started. You follow? And then the Mahaprabhu's 5 feet, 5 toes, you know, there's a 5 toes in each feet. That's how originally there's 5 lamp original coming like this. There's a whole episode given how this 5 lamp, then there's a 16 lamp, there's a 1 lamp, most of the time 1 lamp is there also. And then you offer 1 lamp, then you offer 5 lamps like this. But if you trace it back in Vrindavan, that's where the original pastimes come. But then Mother Yashoda added more, the protection. So when Krishna comes from the whole day posturing, rolling on the ground, playing, chasing the boys, you know, playing with the cows, then roaming around all over, climbing the tree, jumping on the lake, Krishna is having wonderful time. There is no restriction in Vrindavan. In Dwarka, Krishna has a restriction because he cannot climb tree. Krishna cannot climb tree in Dwarka because it's difficult. Because people think like God should never climb a tree. I mean, that would be like a little difficult. You know how Gop Kumar, even a simple thing, he says, Gopal, you cannot be just lying down as a god. You have to come and we have to play. They immediately close his mouth. Don't speak like this. In Vaikuntha, we do not address God as a coward boys. Coward boys is like a not a high-class job. I don't know, in America you may not know this. But in Vedic culture, when you don't have a brain, intelligent, when you have a brain, you're like Brahman. You know? When you have a brain, then you are like Brahman. When you have a little brain with a macho body, you know, like a, what do you call it, strength. You are like, you want to control, you want to rule, then you are Kshatriya. Then, when you don't have either one, You don't have a brain. You are just kind of a like a, not completely useless, but almost. Then they tease us actually, rather than tease us to Krishna. Then you can do only one thing, pasture the cows. So when you say coward boy, is not really a high class profession. Coward boys is not a high class profession. But most of the people don't understand. The Supreme God took that position to make it more relishable. One lecture Prabhupada says, it was very funny, Prabhupada says, we don't know why Supreme Lord choose to be born in a Vaishya family and like don't like city life, he likes village life. You cannot know until you get into Vrindavan, Prabhupada give a very nice, then you find out, oh, more happiness there, that's why. Simple life, simple living. Krishna could take birth, you know, in a city, big city life. I mean, Dwarka is a city, kind of, eh? You know, everything is like a big gate. In Dwarka, there's a huge, big gate, big garden, big lake. Everything is like a landscape. Rock has to be there. They are devotee, they are all devotee, but still, the rock has to be there, fountain has to go this way. In Vrindavan, you come to Vrindavan, you go with Krishna morning. They don't even know what to expect. They saw a little beautiful forest. Oh, Krishna says, let's go! And they run and they try to catch Krishna, then he disappears on the other side. They're running, all of a sudden, whoa! 1 mile big lake. They could not see 5 minutes before. The other side of the bush, you know. How did this lake come from? We never saw. And they like to ride boats and they like having fun. And after a little while they say, I wonder what's that side of them. When they go other side, they see like a 5 miles beautiful green grass and it's all surrounded by mountains. Ah! And then they make echo, you know. The voice makes echo and then that it bounce back. And that's how this is. Vrindavan, nobody knows who made what. And if you trace it, the lakes, nobody made it. It's just like a, you know, a lot of water just stuck. And if you look at the field of the green grass, it's just like a lot of bushes grown around, and there's like a middle of the grass, they don't grow anymore. It's like a 6 inches or something. So it's like everything is like a, of course, Jogamaya is behind it, but nobody see the, you know, like a landscape versus jungle. Vrindavan is not really jungle, but it's very unexpected, beautifully wanderer place. Like you don't know. But in Dwarka, you can see it's a huge gate. Wow. Then you come, there's a beautiful marble floor, you know, architect, nice decoration. Then there you have hedges. Like everything is like a landscape. Very, like an architect, the Vishwakarma is there. Origin Vishwakarma, he makes a Sudharma Hall. Even though it's inconceivable, like Sudharma Hall, 1,000 groups of people doing things to please Krishna. And each group has a thousands of people. So how many people? Millions of people, yes? But you calculate one person Krishna. One person Krishna. But each person is seeing Krishna directly. How do you explain it? Inconceivable. Each group, say the joker wants to make a joke and they're making joke for Krishna and Krishna just cracking up, you know, all these boys, everybody in the court is cracking up. And Prabhupada, say, they ask Prabhupada, how is possible there's a quadrillion bodyguard there? Quadrillion bodyguard, you know what it means? Quadrillion is more than trillion. What is it? There's a quadrillion bodyguard. Where they fit in? They're all there. Why they need bodyguard? Don't ask this already. This is it's really like inconceivable. But everybody is facing Krishna. This is the mystery. It is landscape, but still there is a mystery. But in Vrindavan, you don't have like this. So when Mother Yashoda comes, just to establish this, I was trying to go around. When Mother Yashoda see Krishna, what does she do? She has immediately a devotee, a little girl comes and she brings a lamp because it's evening time. Jogamaya's arrangement is get dark, like you cannot see clearly, you know, like in the evening you cannot see clearly. So this girl brings the lamp and she's feeling like so excited to see. She wants to protect him everything. Before Krishna enter into the inside the house, she wants to make sure every toes. When you do arati, what they do? They go like this. It's not like seven times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, you can do that, but that's not what it is. You count like a seven times around the figure of the. But that's not how originally it started. Like you're looking like each toe, it didn't get, oh, there's a little red mark. Immediately bring the napkin. But napkin is not enough. You know napkin? Like a paper towel type of napkin. In India they use napkin, they don't have napkin. So you put a little water. How they bring the water over there? With the conch shell. It's the same conch shell. Conch shell is a reason why conch shell is coming. Because conch shell was, anyway, that's another pastime. That how conch shell came to this point, that serving. So bring the conch shell put little water and then they rub it. Oh, no, no, this is not bruises. This is fine. It's just a little red mark somewhere. So she checks every part of the body with the lamp. So what is lamp is doing? Can you think? Subtle, very subtle. What lamp is giving Mother Yashoda? To know that Krishna is beautiful, his limbs, how do you know his limbs? One time, I give you an example, one time bull pushed Krishna, like knock him out. So all the elderly lady ran, but the girls, the manjaris, they ran quick and they're checking. Whoa, it's like a big man, you know, like macho strong. The gopis are feeling like a grown up, like a, even though he's a young, you know, like a boyfriend type of to them, but he's so strong, so attractive, you know. When the girls see the boy is very strong, what is the feeling of the girl? Like, he's the man, he's my man. But when the elderly gopi is touching, it's very soft. Same time, you know, hand. Oh, this bull knocked him out. But luckily nothing hurted him. But the girls is taking, oh, nothing can touch him. He's like too strong. He's like a real man. Like that. It's like a simultaneously happening. So then Mother Yashoda is checking. What is it? Every limbs is very well decorated. Very nice. Very beautiful. So when they go with the lamp, it's not just the lamp. They are knowing Krishna. So when that lamp manifests in the material world, it's called Brahma Gyan. Brahma means Krishna. Brahma Gyan. The knowledge that emanates from Krishna's toes actually transforms into lamp. So when you show the lamp, it's nothing but your relationship is re-established. You're seeing, oh, this is my Lord. So you're going around. Seven times means you literally bind yourself in relation. You follow? All this, I should not say this because this should be only for the Brahmanas. But all this we do, it has a huge meaning. Everything has a, like you will be in love. You will fall in love with the deity. When you know very details about why seven times, why four times, why two times, like this. There's a fine reason for it. But not for a class, it's just for initiated people. That's how they fall in love with the deity. Deity is nothing but a bridge between the supreme object of love, Krishna, and the servant. So deity service is very important for everybody. And those who are sannyasi, this Prabhupada took one time. He went to even LA temple, you know, he went in the kitchen. He saw puri, just took and put it in the mouth. Now, Prabhupada said, don't do what I did. You follow? Then later on, Hamsudas Maharaj, he saw Prabhupada, there was a nice fruit. He just plucked like this and just took a bite. Prabhupada, you did not offer. He asked him that. He said, you should know, Sannyasi's deity is not in the altar. Grihastha need a deity in the house. Every grihastha must have a deity in the house. Why? So you wake up in the morning for the Lord, otherwise you'll be lazy. And then every time you cook, you offer it. Like in the Dhamma Prabhu, I see they offer. Every time you cook, offer. Must offer. Deity is very essential. But for a sannyasi, where is the deity? They're traveling always in the heart. They must have revived their Lord in the heart. Otherwise, they should not even take sannyas. So they are offering. So Prabhupada says, I am sannyasi, I offer always. But you cannot see it very quick. Now in LA, when he took from the kitchen, he said, don't do it what I do. You can do it, but you cannot. Because that's his relationship with very intimate, like that. Like one of the Mahaprabhu's intimate friend, class friend, so much in love with Mahaprabhu. His mother says, hey, you just peel off the banana and started eating? You didn't offer. He said, yeah, I offered. I said, Klingoraya Swaha. What? Klingoraya Swaha, what does that mean? I offer to my friend Nimai. That's classmate. So, Madha Siddhartha Gaurani, she wanted to test it out. Just out of, she's a Jogamaya too. So she goes in the Nimai's house, and Nimai goes bark, you know. I cannot do it. You know, burping, like bark. Are you okay, Nimai? He said, yeah, it's like too much banana. What do you mean? You know, your son offered me a banana, so I was eating a big banana. Oh, okay. So that's because he's a friend, but he knows he's Supreme Lord. You follow? So when he knows Supreme Lord, so when you open the banana, it says, Kling Goraya Shahi, you eat. Then he took the remnants. But for others, this is not proper. You have to go Achman, Kling, Keshavaya Namo, Narayana Namo, Madhavaya Namo. You have to do all this. Oma Pavitra Pavitra Bha, those are required. We should not imitate Klingoraya Saha, okay, let me eat. No, no. This is for somebody who has that kind of intimacy. And then mother has also tested, was not just, you know, for our sake, for future sake. She tested. She went in Nimai's house. Are you okay? She said, yeah, I just, you burp, are you okay? She said, yeah, your son gave me too much banana. Means he offered from that house, but he ate in his house because his relationship is that intimate. When you have that kind of intimate relationship with the Lord, you can do it. But until that, don't do it. But it's better not to do it. It's better to follow all this also. Prabhupada says this. Even an advanced devotee, for the preaching sake, for the purification of everyone, everybody should follow the rules, regulations. Even advanced devotee, Prabhupada says. Even advanced devotee, for preaching purpose, they must follow. They should have a tilak, they should have a kantimala, they should do this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also had like this. And otherwise he was challenged, you know that. He was challenged. So he said, well, Mahaprabhu did not tell me where is my guru. He was so advanced, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Can you imagine? One Babaji says, why you don't have a neck beats, you don't have a sikha, you speaking about so high philosophy. He didn't realize that he's so advanced. He said, Lord Chaitanya did not tell me where my guru is. How am I going to find him? He writes in the diary. And then Mahaprabhu came in the dream. Said, you go take initiation from Bipin Bihari. And he writes that too next day. So Mahaprabhu came in my dream. He told me to go to find Bipin Bihari. And I'm going there and take initiation. He went there and took initiation. But that's like a very advanced stage, you know, like Semananda Prabhu. Like Semananda Prabhu and his disciples. They're very, very, very advanced. Very, very advanced. They're like unbelievable. That in the morning, he's trying, the parents ask, you need a guru. I have a guru. Oh, you have a guru. Who? He's a Hridaya Chaitanya. Hridaya Chaitanya, who, where is he? He's in Katwa. He never met, but he knows. You follow? These are like a very advanced. We cannot imitate like this. But for them, but for us, we should check out Do not take initiation and then start checking your guru. This is not a good idea. Prabhupada does not approve. You must test your guru before you take initiation. You follow? Don't take initiation and then thinking like, oh, I don't know if he's advanced. This is not proper. After you test, you think he is fit, you surrender. Though it's not a time to test after initiation. Before initiation, yes. This is necessary. So, similarly, why we went that route so much? To bring the point of the lamp. Gosh, we want to bring that one, we want to initiate him. So, this is how the lamp means to reveal our relationship. You know, when you get married, you go 7 times around. It's the same concept. Same concept. That you go 7 times around the deity, you bind your relationship, rebind, renew your vow every day. You offering your feeling, you offering your love to the Lord like this. That's why there's all this beautiful lamp offered every day. And then the feeling of the pujari under gurus is also infusing everybody else. So we touch also the lamp. Where do we put the lamp when we touch? Supposed to hear first. This part is our perception. When you think, you look through the eyes, but you're also thinking, who is this person? You follow? It's right here, not below. So we take the lamp, we go like this. Means when you see the perception, lamp, even a basic little stuff, it's not that important, but it is important to know. I was fascinated when I was a brahmachari, because one person asked me, a karmi, why you touch the feet of a guru? I said, well, Shastra said. He was not happy about it. Shastra says so many things, but so I was so disturbed that why I could not answer, you know, like I was asking. After asking probably like almost 100, then one devotee knew. He said, oh yes, you touch the feet, because feet is the outlet for an advanced sadhu or Krishna, where all your lacking will be fulfilled. So hand, they bestow, and feet, where outlet you can take it. That's why it is safer to be at the feet of great person. We chant every day, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Vishnu Padaya means one who has taken the lotus feet, taken the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This is one. Also, one who is situated there, by taking his shelter, you can take shelter of Vishnu. You follow? The Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya. Krishna means Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prasthaya means intimate associate. Who is intimate associate? That's why we call Prabhupada like this. Namam Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya. He's the intimate associate. Bhutale means he has come down to our level to deliver us. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta. In this way, he took the name, he's known as Bhakti Vedanta, one who has a devotion with conclusion of all scriptures, whose devotion is endowed, whose devotion is saturated with conclusion of all scriptures. This is Prabhupada. When you chant, I immediately think, I don't need anything else. The eternal associate of the Lord, who has come down here, who has a complete shelter of Vishnu, lotus feet, who is giving the shelter of Vishnu's lotus feet, what more do you want? You follow? And then you talk about his second mantra, so vast understanding, so vast, beautiful. When we chant, then our feeling will be started thinking, you follow? Thinking, oh, that's me. That's why I mention again and again and again, just for myself, when they ask Prabhupada, we supposed to follow an eternal associate of Lord Krishna. It says in the text 8 in Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada said, this is the book you give to person who comes to temple, first book. So text 8, it says, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Smitto Kramena Rasana Manasi Nidya Tishtan Braje Tadunuragi Jananu Gami Kalam Nayat Akhilam Upadesha Saram. We must hold on to our practice until death, until last moment. Do not give up chanting until last moment. If you can maintain up till last moment, then not up to you anymore. You will be already transcended. But you have to maintain, hold kalam. And it says, in that verse it says that one must follow an eternal associate. So how do you do that, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, I am here. Wow. He does not ever reveal himself. These are like a rare opportunity. We should hold on to it. Then when somebody says, yeah. His sannyas name. To make it in a phrase, a poem, sometimes there can be, you know, stimulation, the word, stimulating. Like you say ice cream, immediately thinking vanilla, you thinking pistachio nut, you thinking so many flavor, and if you are hungry, oh boy, you are fascinated. You follow? So one word, ice cream, but you immediately fantasizing, okay, there is the shop, there must be this flavor, I'll be happy, it's so hot now, I'm hungry and hot, ice cream will be best. All these feelings, all this idea, just by little word, ice cream, right? But if somebody say tasty, you may not grasp it. If you say ice cream, you can grasp it more. Yes? You understand the logic? Stimulating, like some word, stimulate. Like when you are in love with a person and somebody say his name, immediately you're thinking, oh, my husband is here, he loves me so much, you know, you follow. Like this, his name has so many things, he's looking at you. His name has so many things involved. His feeling for you, his affection for you, his protection for you. So the name itself has so many things. So when somebody says the name becomes a stimulating factor. You follow? Well, no, I'm talking about the stimulating, like Namo, when you say Shakshat Bhairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambhade, we don't say the whole name, but there is a one name is encompass everything. Because whole, you know the Prabhupada, how he got the name Abhay Charan. Well, what I heard that when they did not have how to address him, you heard like sometime Prabhupada gave privilege, sometime they didn't. So like when Prabhupada was asked how the people calls in Vedic culture or in India, then Prabhupada says, well, sometimes they call spiritual master as Guru Maharaj or Guru Dev or Prabhupada. So that time, the Govinda Dasi, according to her, she was asking the meaning of it, and then she said, "Oh, we are going to call you Prabhupada." So it started calling Prabhupada. But if you look at the meaning, Prabhupada, why he accepted that in a sense, the original meaning of Prabhupada in our Gaudiya mission, we see it was addressed to Rupa Goswami Pada. Before that, we don't have a record. Anybody says Prabhupada. We say Prabhupada Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada Jiva Goswami. Few, not everybody in our Guru Parampara, few. And one of the reasons Jiva Goswami Pada reveals this, that when a disciple knows the heart, what the inside the heart of Guru is there, just like what is inside the heart of Lord Chaitanya, it's revealed to one person. Who knows amongst all the Goswamis at that time what is in the heart of Lord Chaitanya? Rupa Goswami. It was proven in presence of every Vaishnava that he knew, he was singing the song that Mahaprabhu was singing in Ratha Jatra. He knew what Mahaprabhu is thinking. Even Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya was surprised. How did he know what I'm thinking, what I was singing, what I was thinking? Only Mahaprabhu knew, and Swarup Damodar knew. So then he revealed, how is possible he knew? Then Swarup Damodar says, because you have given your mercy to him that only he knows. Today we came to know that Rupa Goswami. That's why we follow Rupa Goswami so strictly. Prabhupada says this Krishna consciousness movement is directly under the supervision of Rupa Goswami. Because he knew. So then the Vaishnava world, they called him Prabhupada. Prabhupada Rupa Goswami. So similarly, Jiva Goswami knew what is the heart of Rupa Goswami Pada. But not all the gurus will give Prabhupada title. Because our Prabhupada really knew what is the heart of Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. What he really wanted. Not everybody, they are all fine. We respect all the Prabhupada's godbrother. But only Prabhupada knew what was actually Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur desperately wanted. Even Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he said one time very nicely that we found Srila, our Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, in our Prabhupada. You know how high thinking of that? Amongst all his godbrother, he is very highly respected. And he said he saw Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur in Abhaycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. They saw Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's presence in our Prabhupada for these 11 years. That's very highest respect to our Prabhupada. Because he knew the heart of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. So when we address him, Prabhupada is the most perfect. I literally talked to few other outside sannyasis. I said, you show me where the reference. I did also some research. When we utter Prabhupada is the perfect, is the perfect title that Prabhupada applicable to him. And we see the trace of initiation of Srila Prabhupada. That initiation time, he agreed to give him initiation in Mathura, in Vrindavan, Parikrama time. But he did not get initiation, but he was recommended, and Prabhupada said, yes, I'll give him initiation. Then they went to Kumbh Mela place, Allahabad. And there Prabhupada got initiation. At that time, Prabhupada asked how he got the name Abhaycharan. And then his father, Gaur Mohan Dev, who is a pure devotee also, Prabhupada says. And there is a reason how he is pure devotee. Not just anybody say anybody pure devotee. There has to be some characteristics, personality, quality. And Prabhupada revealed that. That I'll tell you after. But at that time, they asked Prabhupada, and Prabhupada says that when he was born, you know, they give name-giving ceremony. So Gaur Mohan Dev brought this astrologer to calculate. At that time they said that this personality, this baby, when he grow up, he will establish 108 temples. 108 temples. All over the world, when Gaur Mohandev heard all over the world, not only India, all over the world, whoa, this is a very heavy task. He should become fearless. Then Gaur Mohandev is thinking. He said, we should give him Abhay Charan, Krishna's name. Abhay Charan, fearless person. So since that time, Prabhupada was a baby, 6 months old, so they gave the name Abhay Charan. Abhay Charan. Later on, father also called Abhay Charan Aravinda. Abhay Charan Aravinda. Abhay Charan Dev. Prabhupada write Abhay Charan Dev. Then when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur heard this, he did not want to change the name. He said he should have same name. So that's why Prabhupada initiation time did not, because one pure devotee gave the name, his father was a pure devotee. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur didn't change Prabhupada. Then when he got sannyas, he got this Bhakti Vedanta is a title. But Swami was the heading of the title. Swami is also common title, but Swami is also sannyas name. Swami is one of the 10 sannyas name also. So Prabhupada has a Swami, is also a sannyas name, and also Bhakti Vedanta is a special title. So that's how he got it. So when you say Bhakti Vedanta, Swami, it's complete. But when you don't utter the pranam mantra, it's better to say Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. You can say Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami, it's also fine. But if you utter the pranam mantra, you can say Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Nama, no, what is Nama means? Not mine. Everything that I have, it's offering to you. No means not, Ma means nothing is mine. So what is that means? I'm bowing down to who? Nama also means bowing down. To who? Means with you are bringing something. What are you bringing when you're offering? When you're offering to Prabhupada, you say, Nama, Om. What are you offering? What do you have? You have your mind, you have your body, and you have your words. But this three is not enough. Yourself. That's why in Sannyas Danda, when they have there's a four stick actually. There's a three together bended and one more. There's four. Means yourself is also you have to offer. So Nama Om means you offer all three plus you. That nothing is mine is your, Prabhupada. I exist for you. This is very heavy. Nama Om. Om means it's very beautifully well. You know who made this pranam mantra? The first one. Prabhupada himself. The most appropriate for himself. Because he liked it. He composed it, he liked it. And he accepted it. So it's a very perfect. And more you think about it, you'll feel like dancing, chanting during Guru Puja. I am talking about myself. You know, I was contemplating this name. It's so beautiful, so complete name as a Guru. Perfect. And he revealed himself. He is that Krishna Prasthaya. He is that Vishnu Padaya. One thing that you address somebody, you know, in India, a blind child, sometimes they say lotus eye. That's okay, but if you look at the eyes, he's blind. But out of affection, mother calls him lotus eye. But that is material. But spiritual, when we address to our spiritual master, it's so perfect. You think that Prabhupada actually established this name. Also, he demonstrated himself that he's situated in that position. So nice. That's why more we offer our prayers, we feel that we are more secure, fearless, you know, all this feeling will come within, that we are perfectly situated. You do not need anything. It's so complete. We're supposed to follow a Brajavasi. Well, he is here. And how do you come close? By following. By following him, we become more close. And what is the purpose? Why do we have to follow him? Why do we have to follow him? Because when Prabhupada sees that I am sincerely trying to please Him. His compassionate heart melts towards me. And as soon it connects, that's it. All your unnecessary things disappear. Just like we want to cross the material ocean, yes? We want to cross the material ocean, we need to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra under guidance of pure devotee, not by our own. Then when you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what do you get? Engagement in Radha Krishna's devotional service. There is a cause and effect, you follow? We need to chant Hare Krishna so that we can get out of the material existence. You come to spiritual existence. But then what do you get? You engage in pure devotional service. And then what will happen? Then Lord will be happy. Proportion to the Lord's happiness, it will immediately make you such a happiness that you will forget all other happiness. All other happiness is like a penny when you get $1 billion. How value is penny? I mean, penny is penny. But when you have $1 billion, you don't pay attention too much to the penny. So material enjoyment there, like Prabhupada said, sex enjoyment is there in the spiritual world. Prabhupada is so practical. He says sex enjoyment is there, but it is so insignificant, nobody has any interest. You follow? It is not like it is abandoned. It is there, but nobody has any interest. Because loving service to Krishna is so attractive, that the sex enjoyment is insignificant, like a nobody. Then Prabhupada said, like scratching. You have to scratch that sex. Otherwise nobody like, okay, today I decide to scratch shoulder. Nobody does it. It's useless taste. There's no taste. Most of the people scratch their body. The Prahlad Maharaj also says, because something is bothering on your skin. Otherwise you don't. So like this. This is a practical reality. Is that okay? Thank you. Now we go back to our reading. We are talking about pure love. So of course that Mataji asked that question, but I hope she gives 2 hours time to Mahatma Prabhu so then he can explain. You cannot just explain. Pure love has a beautiful definition. Whenever the topics of pure love comes, all of us, we should remember one sloka. You have to remember that sloka. Whether you can remember or not, you have to. It's in Bhagavad Gita, 2-3 places in Bhagavad Gita, I can tell you. It's in every book of Prabhupada. Every Prabhupada's book, and you bring any book of Prabhupada, I'll show you that verse is there. Anna vilashita sunnam yena karmadi anabritam anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. If we cannot understand this sloka, it's very difficult. Because whole Krishna consciousness Prabhupada saturated with this sloka. This sloka gives the definition of what is pure love. Pure love is not a business. God gives me something, I give Him service, He gives me something, I give Him. It's like a taking and giving. This is not pure love, this is a mixed love. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. Sounds familiar? You never heard that? You scratch my back, I scratch you. This is not pure love. Pure love is unconditional, uninterrupted. Savai pungsa paro dharma jata bhakti radhokshati. Ahituki apratyata jayatma suprasiddhati. And when you have an uninterrupted, unmotivated, that pleases Krishna to 100%. The most phenomenon in Vrindavan, I repeated many times, that when you please Krishna, the happiness you get is so high that you forgot eternally that you have to search some happiness. Let me ask you this, be honest to yourself. Will you be sitting here if I keep on talking till 4 o'clock in the morning? Thank you for being honest. She's very honest. She said no. Why? Because you are tired. You'll get tired. You feel like, my body is tiring, I need to go to rest. But spiritual life in spiritual world in Vrindavan, your body never gets tired. There is no such thing called tired. Satchidananda body's beauty is like this. There is no such thing anybody knows what is tired, because the body is forever fresh. And every moment you experience new fresh. Do you know new fresh? No, not with this body. It's old, same, what they call? Same old. In spiritual life, every moment is new, forever fresh. You don't have to hide there, you can come in there. Okay. We can, but question is, we have to be honest that this is, we have to understand that there is nothing in this world anybody does without expecting something back. This is called business trade. I give you money, you give what I need. Hey, I love you. How much? As much you love me. Oh, wait a minute. How much did you do? I cooked, I did this. Okay. So I am keeping a score. You know score? How much this person did in my life? Okay, this much I'll do. I am not telling that person, but I'm keeping. It's like a score. All this material relationship is nothing but keeping a score. It has nothing to do with pure love. It is a mundane love. We have to be honest, thoroughly honest. Pure love is uninterrupted, unmotivated. It never gets mixed. That's why Lord Krishna, the gopis, you know, today's subject matter is pure love, so I'll go into that direction again. In our practice, I'm going to give a little synopsis. There is a beautiful verse, Prabhupada quote. Nibhritta tarse upagiyamanam. It's a 10 canto. If you are fascinated about this verse, you can read. 10 canto, first chapter, verse 4 or 8. The beginning. Very nice verse. Prabhupada quote this very nicely. Nibhritta tarse upagiyamana. Nibhritta tarse upagiyamana. That who understand Krishna topics, Krishna katha? Who loves Krishna's chanting, holy name? Who? Generally, you'll see there is a few types of people. One type of people is those who are struggling, has come to the spiritual path, and when they start beginning, can you relate with you? See if it fits. This verse is talking about it. Kalmana asanam. They say that when somebody comes to the spiritual path, then he takes the path. He starts chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He gets up in the morning, he takes it very seriously. I don't want any more food without offering. If it is not prasadam, I don't want to touch, I don't know, I have any interest, period. He becomes serious, all the time adjusting. Seems like this person is disturbed. But he's not disturbed. He's actually happy inside, you follow, because he has some attachment to Krishna. He has some attachment to Prabhupada. He wants to follow. But looks like, boy, there is a vegetarian. Well, they're putting the meat next to it. You know, it's the same hand they touch. No, we'll wash your hand before you give. But he's feeling like, oh, the meat is touching. You feel like adjusting. He doesn't want. Feel like this guy is suffering. He's not suffering. You follow? He has some attachment to Krishna consciousness. So he is adjusting, constant adjusting. Sounds familiar? Anybody here? You are always cautious. What do you think? What do you chant? What do? You want to be some or other connected. Then you become more serious. Then you feel like sometime the karma is suffering less than you. Your mental, your physical. Why it is like this? I don't like this. I really don't like this. Bhagavatam says, you will go through like this. Srila Prabhupada says in 4th canto, 29th chapter, you look at the verse, 69, 70, like this, those verses. He says, when a devotee joins in the movement, he prays, my Lord, I don't want any more in this material world. I want to go back home. He has no idea what is spiritual home. But he's fascinated from the word of Prabhupada and the other acharyas, other devotees. He said, I want to go back home. I want to serve you there. I belong there. I don't belong here. This world is miserable. Birth, death, old age, disease. He's praying. And Krishna is thinking, this guy, Pran Govinda, is a rascal. He wants to be king. He wants to enjoy so many girls. He wants to enjoy ice cream. He wants to do anything. He wants to have an island. He wants so many big lists. Now he says, shut down everything. And he's praying to me. I'm the one who gives permission. Without my giving permission, he cannot enjoy. As a Paramatma, I give permission. You look at in 18th chapter, Krishna says this. Adhisthana tathakatta karanam cha prithaka vidam vividascha prithaka chesta doivam iti panchamam. Prabhupada says, anybody don't consider this five factor, he's not intelligent. Well, Krishna says, Prabhupada translated it. So five factor, one factor is ultimate, last factor is Krishna has to sanction. Even for me to speak here, even for you to hear, Krishna has to sanction. Otherwise you would not be here, I would not be here. We have to see Krishna. It is Krishna behind everything in our life. So then what Krishna says, very interesting, that when Pran Govinda Das apply like this, then Krishna is thinking, okay, you want this, enjoy. But how do I do? Oh, it requires 90 more lives. 90 lives he's going to put as a token. What is the most attachment? You know most attachment? You see materially people cry. Yes, you know. When somebody dies, they cry. If something happened, they cry. You see the materialistic? That's called attachment. If something just passed by, it's not a big deal. Krishna will overlook. Very nicely Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says. Say in one life, you were in America and 9/11 happened, you started crying. Why those people doing it? You are disturbed. You are emotionally, now it's impression. Next life, it remain impression. It's not gone. You have to experience. But what about, there was so many car passed by, I was looking at it. There was a beautiful garden, I was looking at it. Krishna will overlook. Krishna will not give everything. He will give something that it has to come out from your own experience. You will say, I am so disturbed, my Lord. Please help me. I cannot handle. I became a devotee. I supposed to be happy. I am going through so much. I did that too. Why I have to go through? Then Krishna says, all right, he doesn't want out. But then there is another 100 items. Krishna is looking at 100 items. This is okay. He's chanting, he's serious. This is okay. Oh, wait. This one, what is that? He wanted to steal. Oh, he paid even. He did all kinds of tricks, all kinds of emotional. He wants to steal. Let's create an atmosphere. When you go back home, you read, Prabhupada says this. Krishna creates an atmosphere. Krishna purposely creates an atmosphere for us sometimes to remove that attachment. So, you are a nice devotee, nice, everything nice. All of a sudden, it is not a big deal. Somebody gave some money for something, just like this what was the book we are doing in Priyanath's house? No, long time back. Nectar of Devotion. This Indian professor, he came from India. And then he sent us $1,000, just a donation, because he came and first time he was exposed what is Krishna consciousness. That's a donation, you know. So I was like, whoa, like, you know, because they got affected, he got affected. Something disturbed him. So it disturbed us in what sense? We react. We want to be nice devotee. You feel like? Did you feel like? You want to be serious devotee. Then you see Krishna says, okay, wait, this is good. He's becoming serious. We say, this is good. This is he wanted. All right, throw it. He doesn't need it. This is one. But when it came this one, like then somebody give donation, instead of giving to temple, you put it in pocket. I put it in my pocket. Then somebody comes, I gave donation. Oh, very good. Thank you. I never got it, you see. Oh, I'm sorry. Who did you give? I gave to that devotee. Now the temple management is angry. Hey, they give you donation, you didn't give. Now you are humiliated. In front of the authority, now this happened in Mayapur, I know. That's why I'm saying it. There's like so much humility. But those days I didn't understand this topic, that actually Krishna created this. And this devotee is thinking, this man gave me 100 rupees, I gave my whole life, I gave 500 rupees, my father gave, I gave it to temple. It's not like I want to keep it. He was not like, you know, thinking like that. But he was humiliated. Humiliated so heavily that he cried and cried and cried to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I remember he went to birthplace even from our temple. And he cried, he was depressed for 1 month. And he cried and cried and cried. Then Krishna finally checked. Okay, this deep attachment you had is gone forever. So Krishna look at our heart and he checks everything. How many is there? Most of the time he removes without our experience. Believe me, if we have to experience, it would be miserable life. Krishna is so kind, so kind, so merciful. You want to like fall at his feet every moment if you really know how much he removed from your heart. He literally removed. Where does it say? It's in Bhagavatam. Vidu noti surit satam. Exact verse says, Vidu noti surit satam. Krishna cleans it from your heart. How does he clean? You allow Krishna look at it. He doesn't need, she doesn't need this. Ah, this is okay. But when it comes to some point, Krishna thinks, now this devotee should go through. What Krishna will do, I tell you this, you will come to events, sometime you may come to a point suicidal. You can't bear. Like Shankar Prabhu was showing this, his first time with Prabhupada. Prabhupada called him, said, you and Harikesh, you're making all mess. Get out. Like, really like that. He went even to the roof. You remember he was saying this in front of us? Then he went to the roof, he thought, maybe I should kill myself. He was really like suicide. But if he understands, I'm sure he understands this. That's why he's sticking around still after that meaning. That Krishna actually created this for us to literally let go all the dirty attachment of this world. Then a little later, He still loves Prabhupada, so he plucked some flower, made a little bouquet, gave to Giriraj Maharaj. He didn't want to go in front of Prabhupada because he felt like he got rejected, he'll be finished. So when Prabhupada got it, he said, where is my flower boy? Prabhupada was looking for him. When he heard it, he immediately felt joyful. Huh? He was feeling so joyful. Then, of course, he went to see Prabhupada like this. So like this, why when devotees like this thing happen, we should gladly thank Prabhupada, we should gladly thank Krishna. That thank you for, but believe me, it's very difficult. Even for me, it was so difficult, so difficult. How can you thank when you are going to like miserable, apparently? But that's why we need to understand this Krishna conscious philosophy. That in the philosophy, it says this. Very sweetly explain these verses. Nibritta tarse rupagiyamana bhava oshadat suta sutra mana abhirama ka uttama sloka gunanubadat uman virajyata vina pasugna. You know how I remember? Because I chew the, like a candy, I chew the verse. I read the translation, like chew, think about it. Wow. This is the result of hearing Krishna, this is the result of chanting, that I have to go through this. Because in order to get the pure love, the pot, heart has to be completely clean. Let go all other desires. You have to. Krishna throwing everything for us. It says the verses, throwing. But once in a while it comes so intense. Yes, Prabhu. Get the microphone.
I'm just... Hello? No?
They hear.
Check, check.
Where's karma in other words, if you made a negative karma in his lifetime, and then you have Krishna wants to take away over your anointing, but he won't take away, I'll let karma proceed, correct?
It all boils down to the proportion to our surrender. Proportion to what? Our surrender. You know what surrender? Krishna says, Dobihesha Gunamai Mamamaya Durattaya. Sometimes it becomes like difficult to understand. Krishna says, if you want to cross the material ocean, then you surrender to me. Okay, everybody heard it? Let's surrender. How do you surrender? I mean, Krishna says this, that one who surrendered to me, he can cross. But how do you surrender? You come to Prabhupada. He's so merciful. He said, just do little things. Get up in the morning. Bow down to your spiritual master. Bow down to Prabhupada. Then make some arrangement, nice, delicious things offerable to God. Because in the morning after brushing little while, what do you think? Eating breakfast. But before eating breakfast, you should think of offering to Prabhupada, Krishna. Then Prabhupada said, you chant Krishna's name and read my books. He said directly, even one page. Every day if you do this, Prabhupada said, you will be protected from Maya. So what is the difference between Krishna's asking you to surrender and Prabhupada gave the practical application? What is the difference? No difference. Same. But Prabhupada is more merciful here. Because Krishna says, surrender to me. I don't know what is surrender to me. How do you surrender to Krishna? Krishna says, I am in a subtle form of name. Hare Krishna. Oh, what does that mean? Hare Krishna. He's a subtle form of God. Okay, the Krishna. Hare. Oh, Krishna, I already said it. So, how do you surrender to a subtle form? But that's why Prabhupada is more practical application. Prabhupada said, get up in the morning. Don't get up late. He said just like this. Get up, try to get up always early morning. Bow down. As soon as you get up, bow down. Can you remember this? Get up in the morning, bow down to the Lord. Even before you go to toilet, bow down. I do this. That's why I'm telling you. I do this every day. Prabhupada has infected me. I mean, in a good way. Because infection is like that. Prabhupada has infected me that I bow down. I used to go to the bathroom first, but no. I said no to my body. You cannot just force me. I'm going to do this then. Because body forces me sometimes. You know, body say, take me to toilet. If you say no, body say, I will humiliate you in your bed. So you are like bound to follow your body. You can see you are different from the body. You literally can see. I don't enjoy this body, but what can I do? Body is like forcing me. You have no choice. I see that. I'm different from the body and I'm dictated by the body. What can you do? Similarly with the mind. So, Prabhupada said, get up, bow down. Then what are you supposed to do? Before you eat breakfast? Offer. Make sure you offer delicious that will please Krishna. Then you honor the prasadam. Then you chant. Get some time in a day to chant. Then, what else one is missing? Read minimum one page every day. Prabhupada said, read my books. He said, my books. He said like this. Read one page at least minimum. If you do this thing, Prabhupada said, he said like this, if you do these simple things, you will be protected from Maya. That's it. If you do this, then you have no karma. Try to understand this. I already made other day, but I'm going to say this 1,000,000 times. I'm not taking bow, but everybody say, so long I have desire to enjoy the action and the result of my work separately, independently, away from Krishna, for my own enjoyment, it is called karma. Now, if you get up and bow down and cook for the Lord and chanting, you're going to work. Why? Because this is God's family. You have to support the God's family. Your children are not your children first. They are God's children. They are God's servant, maid servant. Came as your children. Don't think first children. When this girl paid dandavat, obeisances, Prabhupada said, who is she? The first was the mother, the wife. So the devotee says, I won't say the name because he told me, Prabhupada, this is my wife. So, oh, I thought she was my disciple. Always give identity of your family member as a children of God, servant of God. Then they came as a family member. So it is Krishna's family. You must work hard to maintain the Krishna's family. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this song, how to surrender as a family. And this is necessary. Then if you do this, then where is the karma? But it's saying is easy. Practically how it happens? That when Krishna looks at your heart, it's all the reaction of karma. Then half karma he will destroy, half karma he will keep it. To see, it is depends on the what attachment you have. What attachment you have. If you are attached too much in lust, you will create a humiliation. Just like I went through, I am telling you in front, in public, I am not afraid of it because I want to be thoroughly sincere, honest. I don't have any. And Krishna is very kind, Prabhupada is very kind that they have protecting me always. It's very nice, very soothing, very happy. If I have envious, Krishna will protect you. But this enviousness, how he removes, you may not experience pleasant, I tell you out front. When it comes, you may think, I'm so nice, I'm chanting every day. Why this has to be like this? Well, that's how Krishna removes. If Krishna allows you to experience the whole thing, you will not sustain. Krishna will not let you die. He will go make you almost dying and then pull it back. Because he wants to remove everything from your heart. He's so kind, I'm repeating again. Srila Prabhupada, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, they give so nice explanation that Krishna does not allow everything to be experienced. Only some deep attachment we have, Krishna let go. And we end it. So what is the pure love? We didn't explain yet. Next week. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vaishakalpa Durvesya Vipasindu Bhaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah.